you're lucky.
No, just.
Or after the game, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy, when you back and watch the tape, what did you see that made you want to improve on?
Well, obviously the red zone, that whole situation. We kind of knew that that's one of the tougher areas of the field. So that and third down are always going to take some time, but there's some good things to learn from.
Was there anything specifically in the red zone that you saw from yourself that you say, I can do this better?
Nothing specific that pops out of the top of my head. But, obviously there's things for me to improve on. Just timing, you know, whatever it may be, just to help the guys be more successful.
Do you have a full array of red zone plays under your belt for Sunday, or is that going to be expanding as the season goes on?
I think it's similar to the rest of the playbook. Always, we're going to try to expand as much as we can, as quickly as we can. It's a unique situation, and we're trying to make it work.
Jimmy,
just watching film and seeing some of the throws you had, maybe some of the ones you wish you had, but...
Yeah.
Well, how did you grade yourself?
I'm pretty hard on myself. So, there's some throws that I wish I had back or that I would have made differently if I could. But, for being the first time, I thought things went pretty well. We'll keep working. Having a whole another week of going with the first team and getting those reps with those guys, it'll help with the timing and all that stuff.
Jimmy, I know you're probably pretty focused on learning the offense, but have you listened to any of the buzz in the fan base or talk radio or anything about you? There's a lot of excitement. People have even been dropping the name Joe Montana in comparison. I'm just wondering, how do you kind of navigate something like that where, you have to temper it a little bit?
I think I've done a pretty good job of that my whole career. Just I try not to listen to any of the outside stuff. The Joe Montana comparisons, I think it's a little early for those. It's only been one game.
But so. You're Italian.
We are both Italian, so we have that in common. But, I think it might be a little early. But, we got a good thing going right now. We just got to keep working hard and keep improving every week and keep this thing going in the right direction.
You've been here a while now, but having played and contributed now, do you now feel like, okay, I'm part of the team? Is it a different feeling?
It's a unique locker room we have in there. Since the first day I got here, really, guys were very welcoming, inviting me over to their place just to hang out, stuff like that. And, it's just the little things like that, that it's a very tight-knit group in there. And I appreciate that from those guys. I just got here a couple weeks ago, and they welcomed me in with open arms. So it's been a fun experience.
Like, we have the weekly wristband update. Do you feel like you're closer to being able to get rid of that thing?
Yeah, I think every week we get closer and closer. That's the goal right now. So we'll see how it goes this week and work from there.
Did you have to go to it on Sunday?
Not much.
Solid rep for Marquise and Trent to start the week. And then, you were perfect in targeting them. Did that week go really well, or was it just, that game itself, it was just a good chemistry?
It was a good week of practice. We definitely came out with a good week. We're trying to do the same this week. The more prepared you are going into the game, the faster you could play, the more confidence you could play with. And I think those guys, the receiver group, the tight end group, all those guys and guys up front, it's a good, hard-working group, and it paid off on Sunday.
Those guys, Trent specifically, remind you of anybody you work with in New England, just their ability to get open?
Are you hinting at something here?
A little bit.
I think Trent's he's a very talented player. Very young, he's still learning things. But, having guys in New England who are very similar to him, I think it's going to help us, acclimate to one another. And him acclimate to me and me do the same to him. And, he has a savviness for the game it's rare in a young guy like that.
It's more like Edelman or Amendola.
There it is. It's more like a Randy Moss right now. No, he's a really good player, though.
Is there such a thing as chemistry that you develop with, just for whatever reason there's a receiver that you just seem to be on the same page with? Is that a legitimate thing?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And it's not even only with receivers or skill position guys. With the O-line, too. It's those guys trusting me trusting them. And, that's what makes a good team. You have trust in one another, and it allows you to play fast without worrying about if the other guy's going to do the right thing. So we're working towards that. I mean, it's a work in progress for sure, but we're moving along.
Longevity and reps, obviously, one of the major parts of that, I guess. I mean, you have to be with those guys for a while.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it helps. But like I said before, just the camaraderie in the locker room, that helps to that so much. Not as much as timing on the field, but just being on the same page with that guy, being able to talk the same language as him and see the same things, that goes a long way.
Marquise, I mean, you've obviously completed all 8 of your targets. Just the way they were playing him, not to beat him deep, but for him to break off those routes, and it seemed like he was open for the majority of the game. Is that unique? And can you talk about just your chemistry level with him in the early going?
Yeah, you know, he scares people with his speed, no doubt about it. I mean, the guy's a legit, well, I don't know what his 100 is, but it's fast. So he, you know, it takes the top off defenses and makes them think about that. And so it allows him to run some different types of routes. But he's an all-around good receiver for us.
Is it true he saved you a spot in the bus in the front rowers?
Something like that. Yeah, definitely.
Is he the fastest receiver you've ever worked with?
Probably, yeah. I mean, no disrespect to B. Cooks. He's, I mean, fast as can be in New England too. But both those guys just are very talented.
Are you eager to maybe air it out on Sunday? I mean, you obviously had a nice day, but didn't get a chance necessarily to send it downfield.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have a solid game plan going in right now. I mean, we're only at Wednesday right now, so we got a lot more to go. But I think we have a good game plan set up for that.
How many friends and family members ended up coming, and did you have any time after the game to see them?
Altogether, it was a lot. I'm not sure the exact number, but I got to see you know, my main family, close friends, college friends, hometown friends, all them after the game, and they were real excited. There was a lot of red in the stands. I knew where they were sitting, so I looked over there a couple times, and it was a good homecoming.
The fact that you practiced against Houston this summer and game planned for them early in the year, is that how, just in terms of preparation, the knowledge of their defense, is that beneficial to you this week? Or?
Yeah, anytime you get to, you know, especially practice against them in training camp and see them face-to-face, and then we went against them early in the year when I was with New England, any opportunity to see them and break down their defense is always helpful, so it's always good.